the best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And we would like to welcome to the studios of 106.5 FM Ms. Danielle Morris Crandon. Or is it Mrs.?
Mrs. Yes.
Mrs. All right. So how your Monday shape up? You good?
Yeah, it was a little dramatic. I seen for this thing today, but...
Well, it's a little dramatic when there's school opening up and traffic and so on, but, you know, that's how it goes. So tell me a little bit about yourself, how you got into writing, doing puzzles. Because, okay, first of all, it's a Spanish-English bilingual puzzle and activity book.
Yes.
You're doing it for the new school year?
I printed it the first time around June last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's a book that is geared towards secondary school students, but actually the majority of persons that bought were adults.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I love languages. Spanish is the only one that I am proficient in.
Okay.
But I know a little bit of a few other languages.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been tutoring consistently from 2021 online on evenings, right? And so I would notice that the students, even if I get them at Form 3, they would have a low vocabulary. So that was the idea behind, well, one of the reasons behind creating the book,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you have these, a lot of vocabulary in it.
All right. So teaching a foreign language, what are the key things that we should keep in mind trying to, you know, let it sink into the brain?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we go about that?
Right. So you could find something that you like, if you like to look at movies, right, if you like to read books.
Mm-hmm.
Find an activity that you like in English and engage in it in the language, and it would help you.
Okay. So if I chose, let's say, a comic series,
mm-hmm.
and it's in Spanish,
yeah.
that will help me
yes,
retain.
You would pick up vocabulary.
Okay. And what about the experience of living the language? Because I was told, you know, if you take up yourself and backpack in Spain,
mm-hmm.
or backpack in a country that speaks the language, mm-hmm. you would faster pick up on it because... You know, you have to interact.
Right. It depends on the level of activity you engage in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this year we went to Panama, my family and I. And I told Chan, for example, if you all want to look at TV, it has to be in Spanish. Otherwise, no TV. So guess what?
Oh, Spanish. Right.
Yeah.
The thing is that over the years, you saw the gradual change of not only radio, but television becoming bilingual,
mm-hmm.
Cable with a whole set of Spanish ads. It was a little frustrating because, you know, it was like bombarding.
Yes.
You know, how important it is in this day and age to be bilingual. I mean, Spanish, not necessarily the language that you choose, but
right.
how important it is.
It is very important, huh? Because you can go to, let's say, Panama and you could operate in English.
Mm-hmm.
It could work, right? It'll be a little difficult. But I feel as though people open up to you a lot more when they see you making the effort to speak
mm-hmm.
their language.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel you experience a deeper level, right? When you travel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I feel you miss out on a whole lot mm-hmm. when you don't understand what they're saying, because they could be, you know, making fun of you.
Saying things, yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, especially with commerce, you know, when you're bartering, it would help if you know the language so that you wouldn't be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
You know?
I had an experience at a store. My husband, he bought something and he didn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw it, I was like, no, we're not wearing that, right? So I went to explain to the lady, you know, I want to exchange and so on. And so she was just rattling all Spanish. And she's like, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but and she's not slowing down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I understood
yeah.
her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just stood there and she explained to me what I should have done, that I should not have walked back through the store with the clothes. I should have told somebody and let them take it from me and bring it upstairs and, you know, but they sorted it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this, as you said, this is more geared towards teenagers
yes.
in secondary school.
Yes.
What do you think the proficiency is like? When, you know, in teaching Spanish, do you see need for improvement?
Right. So I don't teach in the school, right? I tutor on evenings. And from what some of the students say, they don't get the opportunity to speak a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I do. Right. So that is what is different with the way I teach, because it's very small classes. the student has a lot of opportunity to speak,
mm-hmm.
right? And I would correct on the pronunciation and we go back and forth.
Is there like a major difference between different examples of Spanish, meaning like the
accents varieties.
And yeah,
yes, just like English, yeah. So you have different accents in the different countries, and then they have their little dialect. So
like how we have patois, and then what we will call it,
just the dialect.
Not really dialect. Oh gosh, what we used to call it, boy?
What, the French patois you're talking about?
Not French patois. Oh gosh. It will come to me just now, but it's like how we would have our own way of saying words.
Yes, express how you express yourself.
Yeah,
right.
So it's the same with other languages.
Yeah.
And is it that you have to go to like one particular region to learn the language, or there's a standard?
So the Spanish in Spain is a bit different, right? So they use vosotros. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In Latin America, they do not use vosotros. So in place of vosotros, they would use ustedes, right? Which is
more formal.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just that you would never use that conjugation that goes with vosotros.
Okay. So it's so technical. That's
in Spain. And Equatorial Guinea, they speak the same Spanish in Spain. So those two countries.
Okay.
Yeah. But so everywhere else, they don't use vosotros.
So it's basically do your research and then know how to...
You would learn whichever these countries you go to.
All right, yeah. So tell me, how do they get in touch with you to find this book,
mm-hmm.
and be able to practice to pick up the language?
Right. So my social media is Learn Spanish Conmigo Titi. Conmigo is with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in 5 local bookstores, Scribbles and Quills, Reader's Plus, Princess Tongue, Jadu's, Arima, Media Zone, and Nelson's Bookstore in Tobago.
All right. And when you open up the book, TNT, there are a whole lot of crossword puzzles and the words down to the bottom. Now,
and the word searches, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, I'd like Spanish in school, mm-hmm. but I should have kept up with it. One thing you did say early in the interview is mm-hmm. that vocabulary is a very big part of language. What is one tip you could give to someone who's listening right now that wants to conquer the language mm-hmm. where vocabulary is concerned?
Right. You could listen to popular music and try to decode, try to figure out these words
mm-hmm.
that they are saying. Write it down, look it up, you know. And so you would go improving mm-hmm. and gaining more vocabulary. Yeah.
One of the tips my teacher gave me was to have a book
mm-hmm.
and just write down any word that comes up, and that builds your vocabulary book. You know, yeah. They used to do it a long time. Yeah. They had vocabulary tests
yeah.
at the end of the week.
I mean, it sounds really boring, right? But mm-hmm. that's the core of everything that you're going to say. Everything that comes out of your mouth is vocabulary. So it's very important.
To keep it going.
And the pronunciation as well mm-hmm. is important. Because if you are saying it incorrectly when you hear it the correct way, you would not recognize that is the same thing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming. Just note some messages coming in at 306-1065. Vernacular
mm-hmm.
is the word. Thank you so much, texter to yeah. WhatsApp. Also, the vocabulary part, definitely important. I recall my early Spanish days. Mm-hmm. Everything was muy interesante.
Interesante, sí.
Is that the correct pronunciation?
Interesante.
You know, you would think with my last name, I would have a better handle of the language, right? I mean, I could understand it to an extent, mm-hmm. but... to say I could converse in it,
mm-hmm.
now you're gonna be pained. It's gonna
I
be painful.
Want to like mention something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we were going to school, I learned the pronunciation of the double L as a Y. So we'd say me llamo,
mm-hmm.
right? But a lot of the Venezuelans would say me llamo,
right? Okay.
So if I mean you hear it, it's the same thing. So I tell my students that as well.
All right. So I guess
me llamo, me llamo.
So it has evolved over. A period of time.
I don't know if it's just that we were following Spain back then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the reason why, or if Venezuela was always saying that or not. I don't know.
Now picking it up.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for coming out today, and best of luck. Are there any other books coming out from you that you have?
I do actually have another book, but I haven't printed it as yet.
Okay.
Right, so...
This one is commonly misspelled. Ooh, cool. Well, look how you're stirring up trouble here. Commonly misspelled English words. You mm-hmm. see? And let's see. Some of the words that are commonly misspelled. Arbitrary, appetite, assume, argument, allusion, not illusion, you know. And this is the thing with English, and I've heard a lot of people who are learning it as a second language. Mm. There are so many words that mean the same thing, but used differently in different sentences, mm-hmm. which confuses everything. Mm-hmm. And I never understood. Well, it's only recently that I realized how complicated English is.
Like the many versions of hair.
Yeah. Hair on your head, hair sitting here.
Yeah.
All different kinds of things. Another one asking a question here. What do you say? How important is it now that Venezuela's children are interacting with Trini children and the use of S and not Z as the American education system?
What do you mean S and not Z?
Okay, so there are some words that would use the letter Z instead of S,
mm-hmm.
as it applies to English. Right. And the conversion for Spanish children, migrant children who are learning from Trinis, mm-hmm. you know, how difficult it is for them to pick up English.
Because they're here, I think it would be easier than if they were in Venezuela trying to learn it in school, mm-hmm. right? So it's always easier when you're in the environment.
Right.
I don't think it will be difficult for them because a lot of the children are handing the language and the older ones, you know, they are translating for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that.
You know what I picked up? The accent or the tone in which, or the dialect that we speak in,
mm-hmm.
they actually learn the English like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're trying to catch yourself, but what are you saying? And then I realize you're trying to mimic the sound of the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so interesting. Is that like a difficult hurdle to cross when learning the language?
I don't think once you're in the country, that will be an issue.
Okay, so
yeah,
I just have to go to Spain and learn English a little better.
What do you mean, Spanish?
Well, both Spanish and English, because I realized that, okay, for example, there is a gentleman that is an influencer right. on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He is currently living in Trinidad, but is a Venezuelan national.
Right, okay.
And some of the things that he says, I realize it's because of how our accent is
mm-hmm.
and the way we say these things. He's trying to mimic the sentence or the words in that accent so we could understand, which sounds so funny.
Strange,
Yes.
And we don't realize we see certain things. I had studied in the Venezuelan embassy as well. I finished the course in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And this teacher, he was, y'all say something like, what if? So it's like, I don't know what, nobody knew what he was talking about until it came up again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you don't hear somebody clearly, you know, people would say, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they would say now. But back then, they was just like, what if?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like nobody knew what he was saying, but we are accustomed saying it.
Yeah.
So.
And the evolution of language where young people are using different words like, skidibi. And you see, I can't even.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
These and riz.
Yes. I was asking Macharan about it the other day.
My daughter come and tell me, oh, you lacking riz. But what is riz? What is that? And then you have to translate it from English into Spanish. It's so confusing. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us today and good luck. And any other information that you have, you can forward it to us so that people can find out where to get the book.
Okay.
So they can help out with learning Spanish. All right, TNT.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.